The lower three chakras tend to hold physical, mental, and emotional energy. From the time we begin our lives in our mother's wombs and for the first 7 years of life, we're imprinted with physical, mental, and emotional information, which creates our beliefs, identities, and the way we function in the world. These patterns remain the same until we consciously choose to change them. Much of the information that we are programmed with came from a place of fear or was unconsciously passed on to us. As we evolve and become aware of the patterns that no longer serve us, we begin to break those patterns. But typically by then we have children of our own, and thus we simply pass on to our children what was passed on to us. Highly energetically sensitive children, and especially those diagnosed with autism, are not interested in carrying on those family patterns. Therefore, they do not fully embody into these lower three chakras. In fact, the energy of these chakras is simply too dense for their soul's vibration. By not being present in the energy of fear, worry, and concern, they do not take on that energy as their own. As we discussed in the module on mirroring, the children may not take on these patterns as their own, but they are very good at reflecting these patterns back to us, so that we can see where we are still functioning from a limited fear-based perspective. The good news is that, number one, your children are not taking on your lineage patterns, and number two, they are reflecting those patterns back to you so that you can see clearly what no longer serves you. So here's the interesting part. As adults begin to clear out their lineage baggage, energetically sensitive children see it as an invitation to become more present in this reality. Many of the children have shared that they are not able to fully embody here until, quote unquote, here holds the frequency of love, not fear. You probably have heard that keeping your lower chakras cleared is a good idea. Hopefully now there's even greater incentive to process the information that's held there. There are several ways to clear your chakras, and it's a good idea to do this on a regular basis. You can use hypnotherapy, solfeggio frequencies, color therapy, or any number of other methods. It's not so important which method you use, but that you set your intention and act on it. Any clearing process that you use on the lower chakras is likely to bring up some blocked energy and to clear patterns that no longer serve you so that you can consciously choose again. During the energy integration in this module, we're going to kickstart that process by clearing and then building coherence in the lower three chakras. This is designed to kind of blank slate the information held there. This process will do just that, which sounds great, but because we're so used to acting and reacting in certain ways, it is important that you use either this process or some other means of keeping the lower chakras clear on a regular basis, at least until you notice that you're able to respond where you used to react and that your habitual patterns are no longer habitual.